If two do not agree, how can they walk together? Question number 106. Why do not the Davidian Seventh-day Adventists and the movement unite in one? Answer. The Davidian Seventh-day Adventists and the movement do not unite because, unfortunately, they do not agree. Their being in wide variance on some doctrinal issues makes union, under the circumstances, impossible. One such doctrinal difference, for instance, is that the movement teaches that the sins in the Mother Seventh-day Adventist Church make her a part of Babylon, whereas the Davidians teach that though she is in a sad condition, yet she is not, and indeed can never be, Babylon, for the sins do not make the name any more than the name makes the sins. Babylon is not so named because of its sins, neither is it condemned because of being named Babylon, but because of having fallen, and having become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Revelation 18:2. The Seventh-day Adventist Church may be in an even worse condition, so much worse, in fact, that she does not even know that she is wretched and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Revelation 3:17. Yet in spite of it all, she is called Laodicea, not Babylon. And her members stand, not to be called out as to those in Babylon, but rather to be left in, and her angel leadership stands to be spewed out. The Davidians are laboring to save both from this tragedy, to renew them in the favor of God, and thus keep them in the Mother Church, whereas the movement, having no remedy for the Laodicean malady, is laboring to draw them out. In believing, as it does, and in consequently rejecting the Davidian message, the remedy, it makes mutually impossible our uniting with it and its uniting with us. As the Lord, moreover, has revealed advanced truth through the Davidians, but none through the group, obviously, then, were there to be any such union, they must necessarily correct their views, and then join with us in accepting the 11th hour message, rather than our throwing overboard its jewels of truth, and retaining only one or two special points which they exalt. Besides, for what they are now doing, they do not even lay claim to the command of inspirational authority. So not having the prophetic gift among them, the group must be running without being sent. If unity, says the spirit of prophecy, in expressing the attitude of the early Christ Church, could be secured only by the compromise of truth and righteousness, then let there be difference, and even war. The Great Controversy, p. 45. We are to unify, but not on a platform of error. Mrs. E. G. White, Series B2, page 47. Thus one may easily see that, though our fervent desire is to fulfill Christ's prayer for unity, we dare not attempt to do so by sacrificing truth, for then we would not be one with Christ, even were we one with all others. There is danger of our being so overzealous to keep out of Babylon, says the founder of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, that we shall commit her most noted blunder, that of sticking a stake, and refusing to pull it up and advance. When we cease to unlearn errors, we shall fall like those who have gone before us. We have learned much, and no doubt there is much more for us to learn. It is the follow-on, and the go-through, spirit that will finally land the remnant, without fault, on the heavenly Mount Zion. My conclusion is that we should give up no scripture truth, but that our false applications and interpretations of scripture, and consequent false ideas of order and propriety, should be given up as fast as possible. The Review and Herald, May 29, 1860.